بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. First of all, let me make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters. May Allah grant them speed recovery. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are in hardship and difficulties. And we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, guide all of us to sirat al-mustaqim. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, give us tawbah before the death. And O Allah, accept our tawbah after maut and grant jannah after hisab, inshallah. Brothers, sisters in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to Hafiz Bilal and all our maulanas and friends here on Radio Islam Studio. And we say shukran jazeelan that you are tuning to our Sunday program, and may Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Ayah from Quran al-Kareem. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioning in Quran that people did not give the proper estimating of the value of Allah. We love, we worship Him, but we did not fulfill the haqq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by recognizing Him or knowing Him. Now, before we proceed to our program, I want to ask myself and you, do you know Allah the way you're supposed to know? Do you know the value of Allah? Have you ever thought about the meaning of the 99 names of Allah? كيف تكفرون بالله? How you don't appreciate that ni'mat of Allah through His names. His names of Allah, the qualities of Allah. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Inform each other that you have to learn what is لا إله إلا الله. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah, the absolute fearing. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. For Allah, the beautiful names, so call Him with it. Haqq of Allah ala al-ibad is to know Allah and to praise Him with His names. Brother and sister in Islam, we got the that of Allah, the self of Allah, and we got the attribute or the sifat of Allah, the qualities of Allah. If you stick and you put yourself with ta'alluq with one name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it will be your way and means to enter Jannah. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And those people, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has been mentioned in front of them, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts get shivered. اُذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Make dhikr to me, I will remember you. اُذْكُرُونِي, by mentioning my name, and I will mention your name with the answer of the dua and the blessing of Allah. Ummatul Islam, we need to know the 99 names of Allah and the other names of Allah besides the 99. We cannot accept you that you mention the name of Allah without knowing the value of that name or that quality. Or we will never allow you to mention the name of Allah, but you rely on someone else. Or you make ta'alluq by something else doesn't help you. Ummatul Islam, you know Allah, al-ma'budu bihaq, Almighty Allah, a'udhu billah, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, that is the call, the that of Allah. When you seek protection Allah from jinn, you ask, by a'udhu billah. When you need power of the 99 names of Allah, you mention Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But what about those people who are unable to memorize the 99 names or more? So today in our program, we brought to you some of the value of that names of Allah, and you can solve your problem by tawakkul ala that on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, I dedicate this program tonight to those who got hirat. Those who got hirat, those who are on a crossroad, those who confused, those who are nervous, those who don't know how to decide. Take it easy. Do favor for yourself and pick up one of that 99 names of Allah. You will see it will be your means to sort out that hira or that confusion. One name for that. Another sickness we have, it's called dhan, doubt. Doubt, you don't know how to make decision. You don't know how to go for it, or you leave it. And we have one name to read it regularly, and then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will show you the fact on its reality. We have another problem in our life, it's called separation. Physically, spiritually, mentally, many people are separated. I don't mean talaq and divorce and hijrah. That is one type of furaq. But I'm talking about disunity. Disunity of the heart, disunity of the soul, disunity of the mind, or disunity of ibadah. We need to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through one name of Him, so that we can unite our bodies and our hearts and our mind. We got another problem. Debt. Debt. Owing people money. That problem, that budgeting in our life, is not enough. Is not enough. And I have to say it tonight, is not enough. So we need something, it's called kifaya. The sufficient income, so that you don't need to be muhtaj to anyone. You don't need to ask and lower yourself to anyone besides Allah. Or you don't need to feel that you are short of something. We got that name. Our children, our younger brothers and our ummah need tarbiyah. We need to teach the ummah manner and teach ourselves. To have a child nowadays is a big job. Not only to feed the children, to bring up the children in iman and in hidayah. We need to take one name of Allah to bring the blessing and barakah to that ta'lim and that education which we gave to our children. Reconciliation. We try to reconcile. Reconcile with Allah. Reconcile with the creation of Allah. Reconcile with ourselves. Very hard and very heavy task. We need to use one name of the 99 names of Allah, so that Allah will give us the key for that safh, forgiveness and reconciliation. Dishonor. Humiliation. Many people nowadays, they lost izzat. We got self-izzat, Islamic izzat, our human izzat which we born with it. many people felt that they are not liberated. Wives, husband, worker, many people, they feel that people don't give them the proper respect and honor. So you got something, it's called hawan. Hawan, it means you have no value in the eyes of the other. Why you go to psychologist? Why you want to fix yourself? Come and get the names of Allah, the qualities of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has the beautiful names, so please call upon Him through it. Got another problem. It's called hopeless case. When we say hopeless case, we mean the Arabic word is called istihala, impossible. Impossible. We heard it a lot nowadays. Impossible. No way. No way. According your capacity, you say no way. But through the names of Allah and the power of Allah and the qudrat of Allah, there are many ways. And I promise you, many people thought that there's no way. And you find way come, you never thought about it, and the doctor never thought about it, and no one on earth thought about that. Min haythu la tahtasib. From some way, you never thought about it. Ask our elderly people how he survived and how his problem solved. Through some people we never know, or through someone we never expect that this person can help. Another thing, we having a problem, that we got a problem in our life, it's called tajawuz. We exceeded the boundary of Allah. Too much. Too much for many years, we don't behave ourselves. And it doesn't seem that we want to stop. We enjoy that breaking with Allah. And I don't know how to stop that. We have one names of Allah can help us. Loss. Khasara. Many people, they feel that this dunya is unfair. I never achieved my goals. My children left me. My boss don't give me a proper payment. I don't know, I'm unlucky. I'm so intelligent. I got so many degrees and skills, but I don't get job. This dunya is running with injustice. Say, no, no, Muslim don't see that. Muslim doesn't say that. Muslim got the solution of that. Soon or later, you will get it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, sickness, that mastery of this life, the greatest challenge for insan, doctors, scientists, giving them hard time how to go over or to overpower that taqdeer of Allah. It's called marad. We got spiritual marad and we got physical marad. I have one friend met me last week and he said, I'm finished. He said, what finished? He said, khalas. I said, what khalas? He said, I don't know. I feel that I lost everything. I said, what did you lose? Your wife is there? He said, alhamdulillah. Your business is there? Yes. What you lost? I said, I lost myself. He said, what? Wow. Muslim, musalli, old man like you, got that feeling? He said, yes. Look at my body. I'm shaking. What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. He said, nothing. Nothing, but I'm finished. So we have here amradul ruh, the sickness of the ruh. ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. Indeed, shaitan terrify and horror, frighten these people. We got something, it's called harm. Sheikh, I'm in a big harm. Wife against me, children against me, I don't know. I'm unlucky. Another big problem we have in our life, it's called hum. Hum is depression, anxiety, stress. grieve. You wake up in the morning. I don't know, I'm not in mood. You see, but last night you were laughing and smiling and you had a nice meal. You have no problem with it. I don't know, I wake up today not in the form. You see, what is that? You say, I got hum. Hum. Yeah, reason. I don't know. And then we find these people above, over the age of 60. He want to cry. Just want to cry. Mommy said, no, I want to cry. She liked that drama. She liked that that Maulana who gave her bayan that she cry. Cry, tears, tears, tears. I said, what? Why are you crying? She said, I enjoy crying. Ya Allah. Hum. You got hum and crying of... She doesn't know the reason, but she enjoy crying. That one. We got name of Allah to solve that problem. Then, we got another problem in our life. That our ending is not a lovely ending. Nice family, friends, and then after a few months, no more friends. Make nice business, good start, and then end up on a terrible thing. So, khawatim, ending is not well. So, the start was well, but the ending is bad. May Allah save us from the bad ending, not on our business, in our marriage. May Allah save us from the bad ending of this dunya. The su'ul khatima. Another thing, we got big problem in our life. We need the power of Allah to solve it. It's called ikhlas, sincerity. I don't know, we got so many friends around us. But I don't feel that all of them got ikhlas. Not only my friends, even myself. When we go to do some ibadah, when we go to do anything, I don't feel that we are sincere enough. You got selfishness, you got greed, you got hasad. This is a big problem. Abu Hazm, he said the worst part of our knowledge that we did not learn how to have ikhlas, sincerity, faith. Even when we try to make ikhlas, we don't have that absolute ikhlas or the perfect ikhlas. And then we got another problem in our life. And you and I, we have to look for that problem and we try to boycott it and catch it. What is the haqq? Husband and wife, they fight. And everyone is said, no, I'm looking for my haqq. Two partners in the shop. They attack one another and everyone said, Sheikh, I got the haqq. This haqq shame, that haqq is being oppressed, being abused by insan, especially Muslim when you talk about haqq. We don't have two haqq. We have only one haqq. I don't know why the people make it two and three and five. If the woman is right, husband must be wrong. And if the husband is right, so the wife must be wrong. We don't have two haqq. If you are telling me something, and I'm standing and oppose it, it means I claim that I have haqq, the truth. And then you stand again and say, no, I have the truth. So how many truths we have on this dunya? We got only one copy of the truth. You got so many churches and believe and all the religious people around you here, groups, what. Everyone, he think that he got a copy of haqq. But sorry, my friend, we got only one original copy. And any other thing is batil. So we got a big problem in our life. It's called how to prove the haqq and how to recognize the haqq. Because we got a very beautiful, nice dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. Brother and sister in Islam, respected listener, I don't know if you catch this dua, and I believe that you know, and you heard it so much, but the significance of this dua, that it's very, very eloquent dua, very clear words. Oh Allah, provide me. It means from your side. I don't want that copy of haq here around me. Yeah? Inspire me with haq, as haq. Because sometimes Allah inspire us with haq and we deny it. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Not everyone knows the absolute haq. Everyone he got his own haq. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'. Alright, you know it is haq, but you don't follow. You think that salah is not haq. We all of us, we believe that salah is haq. But where is the ittiba'? Where is the practicality of this haq? All of us, we know lies is bad. Is bad. And then, we don't avoid it. So, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'. What a lucky person. The one who got the haqq. And Allah granted him and provided him to follow that haqq. Many of us, we know the haqq and we kept it quiet. Mothers know the haqq, don't want to speak. Partners, lawyers, ulama, you got so many people have haqq. And once he start to utter this haqq, he will lose his job, he will lose money, he will lose his izzat, or he will lose his life. But Allah said, only one haqq. Allah is the haqq, and he gave the ummah one haqq. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. So, that haqq, اللهم ارزقنا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. And then look at the other part. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. Oh Allah, show me the false as false. Nowadays, it's mixed up. It's mixed up. Muslim, they make them terrorists. And then idol worshiper, they are the people of peace. The killer is right, and those who've been murdered, they were wrong. You make up an accident, and it was your fault. And everyone say no, that marhum there is wrong. He was running in front of me. And many of us, we recognize the batil, but we don't want to avoid it and ask the sinner. Do you believe that you are right? He say, no, I am in a battle. Why don't you stop? Those who are smoking, they know smoking kills. That he said, yes, even the doctors. But, I know battle, but Allah did not provide me ijtinaba, to abstain from it, to stay away from it. So, we got a dua, to show you the haqq by the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Poverty, it's a big story and big topic in the tongue of the ummah and human being. We got many type of poverty. We got poverty of health, poverty of knowledge, poverty of money, poverty of akhlaq, poverty is a poverty against something is called ghina. So alright, we don't want to say poverty those who don't have money. But we need to know that poverty when you are short of something which increase your iman. They call it faqr. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-faqri. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from poverty. What type of poverty? Any type of lack of poverty of akhlaq, poverty of sabr, poverty of money, poverty of health. And Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, poverty is after death, we'll see if we are rich or poor. Ba'd al-hisab. And then, we got a problem that people done favor to us. And then, just may Allah reward them, those who done favor, and alhamdulillah is the greatest ibadah. The problem is not that favor. The problem after favor. How you deal with that person, or how that person dealt with you. Mother done the favor of the children. Alhamdulillah. Many rich make favor to the poor. Alhamdulillah. But how can you adjust the haqq of that person and the haqq of Allah? That is also a very serious issue. Must I thank you and I thank Allah? And who must be thanked more? And what about if I meet you again after this favor? And then we're having another problem. We need the 99 names of Allah for it. It's called anger. Nowadays, everyone, he claimed that he's not getting angry. But we have a secret anger in our body and people don't realize it. We call it boredom, tiredness, fed up, no satisfaction, no contentment. It's anger. It's anger, but you don't talk. You know the children, when they get angry, they are more sincere than me and you. Because we got some anger inside our body, but we don't want to mention it. But we still have it. If you are real salih, if you are pious enough, you must remove it, not to keep it in your heart. So, we have anger, and then unfortunately, we try to practice that anger to the wrong person. Your boss is shouting you at work, can't do nothing because they will fire you. So what happened? Go home, take the broom or the shoes or the belt and run after the children, and if the wife talk, also will give her one. My friend, you're scoring on the wrong person. This lady said, I'm not in mood today. Everyone go inside, I don't want anyone to talk here next to me. What is that? I'm angry. Angry for who? لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Fear Allah. The children never trouble you at work. You brought the problem of the work home. And you take the problem of home to the work. That is injustice. That is not fair. Allah will ask you about this. Another problem, we need that power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's called zulm. This word zulm, read the Quran and see how many verses and how many ayat warning the zalim. And it was a very, very huge topic in Sharia. Zulm, amongst the major sin, is to commit zulm. What is zulm? Injustice. Name of Allah is adl. Name of Allah is Al-Qawi. So what is the zulm here? We got two types of zulm, injustice. Zulm, they call it zulmul aqran. Two competitors, they're standing against one another. And then they start to fight. Or to start to challenge one another. This one here, we call it the injustice or the attack of the equal people, the people who are the same. And we got some zulm, it's called zulm al-du'afa. Those who misuse the power and they apply this power against the powerless people. Only these people got Allah. That's why Allah said, for the first group, we'll delay them till the day of Qiyamah. But for the du'afa, the powerless people, no, I can't wait till the day of Qiyamah. I will stand for him. وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَنْصُرَنَّكِ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. By my dignity and my jalal and glory, I will let you win and support you even after حين. And I like this Arabic word حين, because it was in my exam and I answer it and I got full mark. So I can't forget this word. It's called Heen. Heen in Quran, it could be 24 hours, or day and night. Heen in Quran, it could be 1 year. Heen in Quran, it could be after long term, or the day of Qiyamah. So, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَنْصُرَنَّكِ, I will support you. even after حين. Brother and sister Islam, now I have to say it now in radio, yeah. Are you zalim? This question is very hard. Are we zalim? People said, no, not me. Alhamdulillah, no zulm. Never take the money of someone, I never hit someone, I never kill someone. I say, wait. We're talking about many type of zulm. We got zulm of your nafs. Did you oppress your nafs, yourself? Were you unfair to yourself? Deprive yourself? Or you ever overfed and satisfy yourself? Zulm. Zulm is the biggest problem in our life now. Because that war, that fight, that all that political story around you, because someone felt that it's unfair, being oppressed. And then everyone took the law in his hand and tried to take the haq. Doesn't want to wait for him. Brother and sister in Islam, that's why I'm telling you, I cannot imagine you making ibadah without thinking about the names of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Another problem in our life, you and I, we know it very well. It's called kaid, makar, plotting, cheating, deceiving. Very common. And many people don't think that Allah is aware about it. Kaid. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They make makar. You know the meaning of makar in Arabic language, what they call it? You know, you leave, you plant a tree, and then you find a small grass there. And in that grass here, you don't care about it. And then that grass goes nicely there around the root of the plant, and then suck and take the food of that plant till you find that the small grass become bigger than the real tree. You say, but I never planted grass. You say, no, he was cheating this one. This one here, he pretend that he's a small plant, unnoticed. But after a while, break the wall or break the driveway or kill your plant. So they got some medicine there, they got some hidden chemical thing there, or they call that garden boy to clean it. So what is makar? We know that no one start to plot someone or to cheat someone without knowing that you, that person who cheat, he knows that he has no power. Because the lion doesn't cheat. Only the one who cheat is that weak animal. So لا يمكر إلا الضعيف. Nothing can plot except the small. The virus. Virus is very weak. But you see how we enter our body. Rat. Old snake. All that is weak. But the lion and buffalo and all that tough animal, they don't make story. They go straight to the victim. They do attack one time. So when you find yourself want to make underground plan, you must know that you are that grass. Oh, that small plant want to kill. You can't go from the front door. So the crook himself, when he just come from the window or from the ceiling, he must know that he's daif. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. But the problem is, when they start to plot, Allah start to plot. And that is unfair war, because you plotting, and Allah is plotting. So what you, who's going to get now? وَكَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ. For that, we plotting for Yusuf. All that story of the wolf, the well, all that scenario here, just to make this young boy a prime minister of Egypt. Oh, that story, it means the brothers wanted to harm him, but actually they took him to high status. Without knowing, brother and sister in Islam, before the time gets an end, I just want to tell you, you can't ignore the names of Allah. You must know each and every one of it, and you use it and apply it in your dua. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا is a command of Allah. You have to ask Allah through it. Take one name of Allah and achieve your goals from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the barakah of Asma'ul Husna. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran to Hafiz Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio. And shukran for all our friends who send WhatsApp to me. And you can, if you have any inquiry, and Sister Goran, all our friends, inshallah, you can WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717 for any inquiry. I got so many things in front of me, so many problems in front of me, but I can see now my time is running. And I just want to go over that what I have said. When we talk about the tahirat or confusion, you read the name of Allah, Al-Basir. When you want to decide and you make a very serious decision, you just say Ya Basir or Al Basir. He will inspire you. That is the one who sees over things. So instead of going for fortune teller and all these people, just say Al Basir. Call the name of Allah to you. And then when we have the doubt, say Ya Khabir, Al Khabir. Al Khabir, all knowing or all aware, he will give you the haqq and the haqiqat. When you have option to choose, say Ya Rashid, Ar Rashid. When you have, but this one here, when you want to choose between two good things. This boy wants to marry this girl, very good. Another one also very good. So now he say, I can go for this one or that one. This house is very good and the other house also is very good. So call that name of Allah, and Allah will help you, Ar Rashid. He will give you Rashad. For separation, those people who disunited, Al-Jami' Ya Jami' So Al-Jami' the name of Allah, Al-Jami' Those debt or shortage of money, the shortening of money, Al-Razzaq. Al-Razzaq is not only that you're going to drop cash to your house, he will inspire you for a certain way to get rizq, and Allah will give you barakah on that rizq. So you just call upon Ar-Razzaq, Ya Razzaq. And then, Tarbiyah, bringing up the children, educating the Ummah, say, Ya Rabb. The Rabb come from Tarbiyah. The word Ya Rabb come from Tarbiyah. Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana. So, Tarbiyah means nourishing the body, or nourishing the akhlaq. Forgiveness and reconciliation. Ya Afu, Ya Afu. So you call Allah Al Afu, Al Afu. Disgrace and humiliation, Al Aziz, Al Majid. Al Aziz, Al Majid. So he will give you from his quality, Izzah, and dignity and power. Losing hope, hopelessness. Ya Muqtadir, Al Muqtadir, the one who got authority over all the problem. The key and the solution, it's there on that Al-Muqtadir. He will change that type of problem from impossible to possible, and even from hopeless case to the hopeful case, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change. He will change because he's Qadir. He got authority on the sickness and authority on Shifa. Exceeding the boundary of Allah. People sometimes exceed the boundary, or we exceed it. So you read Al-Ghafur. Al-Ghafur. Ya Ghafur. You know Ghafur is like washing the injury, washing the dirt. He will remove it. And he will never ask about it on the day of Qiyamah. In a time of loss, wasting and losing. Kareem. You know what is Kareem? Extremely generous. So what is the generosity? I lost everything. You say, no, no, no. He will turn that loss to ni'mah. And ask those people who were bankrupted or lost everything. One young son or one girl one man, he was a means for him to get his money and to get his ni'mah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will fill your life with barakah and generosity and kareem. In a time of sickness, ya shafi, ash-shafi an-nafi', Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give you the shifa and manfa'a, the benefit. Stress and depression, al-awwal. You know, many people say, why al-awwal ya? Because Allah is the first. Okay, before that stress come, before that problem come, before me I come, so he is the first. So that problem came after you, not before you. So imanak, the iman of that person, will call upon that al-awwal, ya awwal, ending, happy ending, good ending, al-akhir, al-akhir. So you call Allah to get the stamp and to put the stamp there. Once, not only akhir on our business and our initiative, we al-akhir of our life. La ilaha illallah is al-akhir. Because man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah. Final. Just mention the name of Allah. Al-ikhlas, sincerity. Al-batin. What is al-batin? The hidden, the unseen, the internal. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bring some of his quality inside your heart and your mind, and he will fix it and maintain it. You will find yourself doing the ibadah with automatically ikhlas. You don't know from where, I don't know why that ikhlas come from. So you know, I was calling that power, it's called al-batin. The truth. Oh, that one, you got, everyone, you got a copy of it. Some is a fake copy, someone is original, someone is China made. I don't know, nowadays is a big issue about the haq now. So if you want to know the haq and you want to follow the haq, say ya zahir, al-zahir. You know what is al-zahir? The one who's showing, the one who exists. All of us, we need to know the haq in front of us. We don't want to sacrifice to get it. I want the haq. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. I want to see it. I don't want to study the haq and what. I want to see the haq like that. For example, when you look at the sky and you see the sun, that one is haq. When you find something good and you feel it's good, it's zahir. You have to see it. Poverty, lack of something, you short of something. Al-Ali, it means the one who is the highest above anything. So once you have Allah's quality, Al-Ali, you will never complain your condition. And then, we have something, it's called, that people, they've done favor to you. You know, when whosoever done favor to us, sometimes they ride us, they control us, they want us to be his servant. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu an, he said, ask whom you want, you will be his prisoner, his servant. You will be his slave. Don't ask whosoever you want, you will be equal to him. You will be the same like him. He will never look at you with the eyes of honor on top of you. So what we do now, people done favor to us, or sometimes we done favor to people, people don't appreciate, we got a problem with that favor. So you say, Al-Hamid, Al-Hamid, if you are short of praising that people don't appreciate, you must say Al-Hamid, Ya Hamid, he will appreciate. Oh, if you want to tell that person, Shukran, and call upon Allah and say Al-Hamid, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will thank that person on your behalf. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed her innocent charge from heaven, her father said, stand up and thank Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That she said, no, I have to thank Allah first. Why? He's Al-Hamid. Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did agree with her and appreciated it. Anger. that the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one man came to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, advise me." He said, "La taghdab." It's the shortest dua, the shortest hadith. This "La taghdab." Once you have ghadab, do not get angry. And look at the face of that wali of Allah, or that alim, or that lady in a hijab when she's angry. Look at the face. Where's the nur? Where's the barakah? Where's the taqwa? You know how many people lost their life because of one anger? Lost the job because he can't take one word from the manager? Oh, one lady get divorced because of one word? That talaq is anger. So when you have that anger, just read. Ya Qadir, Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, the one who got power over everything. And I can't hold myself. No, but Al-Qadir will help you. Al-Qadir. Zulm, zulm, oppression, injustice. That's obvious. I know all my listeners, they will know. Ya Qawi, we need power. Because when we are Muslim, we don't have power. So, Ya Qawi, Al Qawi, Al Qawi, the mighty, the mighty. And so, like they say that if you have power, you must remember that power above you, it's called the power of Allah. إِذَا دَعَتْكَ قُدْرَتَكَ عَلَى ظُلْمِ النَّاسِ فَتَذَكَّرْ قُدْرَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. If your power and authority pushes you to oppress people, you must remember that you got power above you. It's called the power of Allah. But He never oppressed you. Still waiting for you to give up. Plotting and cheating. Plotting and cheating, brother in Islam, we need one name of Allah. It's called Al-Mateen. Al-Mateen. They call it the mighty, powerful one. Not only physically, but also with a plan. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, His name is Al-Mateen. He plots someone, but it's fair plotting, not injustice. Allah is making a plan with wisdom, nice plan, and also fair plan, doesn't oppress the people. Ummatul Islam, just say Al-Mateen, and you will see the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and ask those who've been oppressed, and those who've been plotted, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, look at the end. Al-Ghaflanu fi zimmati, the heedless person, the person is innocent, is under my care. Soon or later, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, well, give him that victory and help. Brother and sister in Islam, I can see now my time is up and I got so many names of Allah in front of me. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant Ummatul Islam tawfiq to believe in the 99 names of Allah and the other names of Allah, because not only 99. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, we are short of the knowledge about You. O Allah, عَلِّمْنَا. Teach us. O Allah, inspire us with Your ilm and with Your qudrat. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. O Allah, accept our dua with the 99 names of You and the other name of Allah. O Allah, let us use Your name to gain Your pleasure and Your help. O Allah, we know You and we have to know the qualities of You so that we can gain the extreme ni'mat of You and the help of You. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.